This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Welcome back to The Deep Dive, where we take the complexity of your source material and turn it into actionable clarity. If you're listening to this, chances are you're running a pretty successful B2B service business, maybe an agency, a consulting firm, and you're pushing hard toward that $5 million mark, or maybe you just crossed it.
And if you have crossed that threshold, you know the sound of that revenue engine starting to struggle a bit. You've gotten really good at the hunt. You might be spending, what, $10,000, $15,000, maybe even $20,000 a month on Google Ads, SEO.
All the top of funnel stuff.
All of it. And your customer acquisition costs, your CAC, they just keep climbing. But the growth, it's plateaued.
Exactly. You feel like you're doing everything right. You're pouring all this fuel in the tank, but the car's not going any faster. And you're wondering why. It's because you've run into what the experts call the leaky bucket syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
You're actually great at acquiring clients, but you're failing to keep them. Which means all that expensive effort up front, it's just being undone.
And that leaky bucket is precisely why we're here today. This whole deep dive is built around a concept that's really sweeping the B2B world. The retention revolution.
The retention revolution.
Yeah, and this isn't just, you know, a best practice. It's a fundamental financial pivot. It's prioritizing the lifetime value, the LTV of your current clients over that increasingly expensive chase for new ones.
So our mission today is pretty ambitious. We're going to unpack the core financial arguments for making this pivot, and then we're going to show you the actual structural changes you need to make to get from $5 million to a predictable, robust $10 million and beyond. This is basically your blueprint for moving away from that high-stress chase and into a much more stable, profitable system.
So let's start with the cold, hard numbers. This whole revolution is really driven by what we can call the harsh math of efficiency.
I am ready for the data-driven reality check. But before you hit us with that 7x number, let's just pause and define the stakes for someone who's already paying, you know, tens of thousands every month just to get leads.
The stakes are enormous. I mean, the immediate, absolutely undeniable argument for retention is this. Acquiring a new customer costs, on average, 5 to 7 times more than keeping an existing one.
5 to 7 times.
5 to 7 times. Just think about that for a second. You're throwing away up to $7 to chase a new relationship when you could be spending $1 to nurture the one you already have.
And that doesn't even count the sunk cost, right? The initial onboarding, the sales time, the contracting. All of that has to be absorbed before you even see a profit from a new client.
Precisely. And this is the short-term trap so many service firms fall into. They're obsessed with the initial win, the acquisition. They don't really care about the ultimate return on that investment. Let's use a scenario to make this really concrete.
Yeah, give us a comparison.
Okay, let's take two fictional digital agencies. We'll say they both have a $4,000 monthly retainer. Agency A is stuck in that short-term trap.
Yeah.
Their average customer acquisition cost is, let's say, $7,000. But because they're only focused on closing the next deal, their average client only stays for 6 months.
So their LTV is $24,000.
$24,000. And their profit margin is capped. Their time to recover that $7,000 in CAC is way too long. They're just constantly running to stand still.
Chasing new leads to replace the ones who just churned.
Exactly. Now let's look at Agency R, the one that's embraced the retention revolution.
Okay.
Agency R might have the exact same $7,000 CAC, but because they've built strategic retention systems, their average client stays for 18 months. Their LTV jumps to $72,000.
Wow. That difference is seismic.
It is seismic. Agency R has dramatically widened their profit margins without even touching their acquisition cost. They've just lengthened the payoff period for that initial investment.
The ROI is just on a different planet.
Yeah.
So how does Agency R do it? How do they actually extend that lifespan? This is where marketing's job completely changes, isn't it? It moves from just getting leads to something called customer marketing.
Customer marketing is the tool that fixes the leaky bucket. It's dedicated, proactive effort aimed right at your current client database. This is not passive account management. It's systematized communication, advanced educational content, automated touch points, all designed to drive adoption, upsells, and extend that LTV. You're turning the relationship from transactional to deeply consultative.
And I think this is where it gets really, really strategic.
Mm.
Because a high LTV becomes a kind of secret weapon in the acquisition war, which feels counterintuitive, right? Why would keeping my clients help me beat my competitor on Google Ads?
It's the critical financial insight for scaling. If Agency R knows that their back-end revenue is secure, that $72,000 LTV average, they gain a massive advantage. They can now strategically outbid their competitors for new leads. Their ceiling on a viable CAC is just so much higher. They can afford to pay $10,000, maybe even $12,000 for a new client, knowing they will make it back and then some over 18 months.
And Agency A, stuck with their six-month clients, they simply can't match that bid. They can't. They'd go into the red immediately.
Exactly. Agency R is bidding with the confidence of predictable, long-term revenue. Agency A is bidding out of desperation for short-term cash flow. It just completely transforms the competitive dynamic. Retention becomes a financial accelerator for acquisition.
Okay, the math is crystal clear. Retention is non-negotiable if you want to scale.
Okay.
But the implementation, that sounds complex. How do you actually shift your operations to focus on the long game? Let's talk about turning these retained clients into, you know, predictable lead sources.
This is the shift from finance to strategy. The retention revolution is about moving beyond passively hoping clients stay happy and moving towards implementing systematized advocacy and upsells. The relationship has to be engineered for growth.
So what's the biggest operational roadblock? What stops a business in that $5 million range from actually doing this?
It almost always comes down to internal visibility. Too many B2B service firms have what you'd call vague reporting on client health. The CEO might have a good gut feeling about a few key accounts, but that intuition doesn't scale you to 10 million. You're just operating in the dark.
And what does that vague reporting look like in practice?
It means success is just. Did we meet the deliverables? Not what's this client's projected LTV? Or how likely are they to advocate for us? If you want to jump to 10 million, you need total transparency. You need a dashboard that proactively flags accounts that are ripe for expansion. You know, the ones showing high usage but low current spend. And it needs to flag clients who are a flight risk before they send that cancellation email. You have to measure health, not just hourly output.
So strategic retention needs data-driven management. And the sources say that if you do this right with automated touchpoints and educational content, you get two big outcomes. The first one being revenue stability.
Revenue stability. It's the antidote to that heroic effort sales cycle. You stop relying on some superstar salesperson closing one massive deal to save the quarter. Instead, you build a predictable model where, say, 60 to 70% of your income is secured by long-term contracts and systematized expansions. It lowers the daily anxiety. It reduces the pressure on the top of the funnel.
That reduction in stress sounds amazing. But let's talk about the second outcome, which has a really interesting nuance: referral de-risking. A lot of $5 million firms live on referrals. So they might think, hey, my retention is great. People send us business. Why is that a risk?
It's a risk because when you rely on passive referrals, they're just lucky accidents. They're not a reliable, engineered stream of business. It's basically crossing your fingers and hoping your client mentions you at the right cocktail party. That is not a scalable strategy.
So the goal isn't to get rid of referrals, but to, what, change the nature of them and reduce your dependency.
Exactly. What's fascinating is that while you reduce your dependency on referrals, this retention-first approach actually increases their quality and their consistency. Yeah. You're purposefully turning retained clients into active brand ambassadors.
And how do you do that? How do you flip that switch from passive client to active ambassador?
Through specific systematized touch points. It might be a proactive QBR, a quarterly business review, where you don't just review past performance. You spend half the meeting on the client's future goals, finding new opportunities where you can help. That consultative effort plus educational content that constantly proves your value, it primes them. They don't just refer you, they advocate for you. They send you better leads who already get what you do.
You've basically built a flywheel. You give the client the confidence and the tools to refer you. And this feeds right back into that budget conversation. If you're spending 15 grand a month and you feel like half of it's wasted, this next part is for you. Let's talk about stopping the waste and scaling with precision.
That feeling of wasted marketing spend it's universal. And the sources suggest the waste happens when your ads, your SEO, your Google ads are asked to do all the heavy lifting. If you need to acquire new clients just to replace the ones you lost last month, your ads aren't a growth engine. They're an emergency bailout.
So when a business is really fueled by this retention revolution, how does that change the job of those expensive ads?
The synergy is transformative. When high retention is supporting the business model, your acquisition efforts can get so much more strategic. Instead of just looking for any lead with a pulse to cover your churn, your marketing team can tighten the focus dramatically. They can go after high intent, high value partners, the clients who are most likely to stay for 18 months, not six, and that instantly improves your lead quality and your conversion rate.
It's an investment, not a desperate spend, which has huge implications for data, too, for the person who has to report on the metrics. Why does high retention lead to cleaner marketing data?
This is a core technical truth. The messiest data comes from high churn. If a client leaves after 6 months, it's almost impossible to accurately attribute your acquisition spend to long-term value. Was that PPC campaign successful? You have no idea, because the client didn't stick around long enough to even recover the CAC. Your attribution models just, they completely break down.
So you can't trust your own reports. You're measuring short-term activity clicks, impressions, initial sales. That might have zero connection to long-term revenue.
Exactly. But the companies that lead this revolution, they shift their metrics entirely. They move away from those vanity metrics like monthly click counts, and they track the only thing that really matters for scaling, long-term revenue growth, and the profitability of client cohorts based on LTV.
That shift from measuring activity to measuring value sounds simple, but that's a massive internal culture change. It means sales commissions have to change, marketing budgets are judged differently.
It demands total alignment. To make that jump from $5 million to $10 million, you have to protect your foundation. You can't build a 10-story building on a crumbling first floor. The churn will just cause the whole thing to collapse back on itself.
So the philosophy is really about a dual focus. Playing the long game, but with the precision of a short-term win.
Precisely. It means making sure every single dollar you spend on acquisition for a new ad campaign, a new salesperson, is backed up by a business model designed to keep those dollars in-house for years, maximizing the LTV. That is scaling with data-driven precision. And it's really the only viable path forward when CAC just keeps going up and up.
This deep dive has shown us that the most aggressive growth strategy today, it isn't about outspending your competition on Google. It's about outserving and outretaining your existing customers. It's about building a better engine from the inside out.
Let's do a quick review of the major takeaways. First, the harsh math. Acquiring a client costs 5 to 7 times more than keeping one, which makes LTV the key driver of your profit margin.
Second, retention is not passive. It requires active, data-driven, customer marketing automated touchpoints, educational content, client health reporting to create real revenue stability and high-quality referrals.
And finally, retention is the foundation that makes your expensive acquisition efforts actually work. It lets you focus your spend on high-value partners, which leads to cleaner data and a focus on long-term growth over those vanity metrics.
So what does this all mean for you as you're adjusting your strategy for the next quarter? Here's a final provocative thought for you to consider. If the goal is long-term predictable revenue growth, how often are your marketing and sales teams miscalculating their success by valuing the click count and the initial sale over the full lifetime revenue potential of a client?
That suggests the retention revolution isn't just a marketing strategy. It's a deeper internal shift in how you calculate success, how you compensate your team, and how you define your goals across the entire organization. It's a battle for data transparency and long-term vision.
Something to mull over until next time. Keep digging deeper.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.